This is Today by Norris Roberts. It is not a fable or a fairy tale. Even a child could understand my plea. That is why I speak loudly and vehemently. I am outraged to see how those who wield power, supported by uniforms and boots, see us as nincompoops, weaving narratives of a distorted history, as if nothing had been there. Their very accommodated stories built paper monuments to their heroes of today, the same birds of prey who turned their country into a vulgar bordello. I can't manage to understand how man, with all his knowledge, values a weapon or a piece of land more than a human being's life. It takes a lot of effort to try to understand and grasp why is it necessary to arm and kill a world that should be loved. I need to point out that I cannot accept nor justify the concept that has enveloped us for millennia, that we can take a life just because someone says so. It is really confusing and nonsensical, having taught us that killing is a sin, and only God is who decides. Unless we have been deceived, then who do we believe? Someday, I would like to know if anyone can do the math. Since man has ruled the earth, what has been the amount expended in wars? I suppose it is incalculable, that amount misspent by delirious men, believing themselves to be great, competing to create the most lethal weapon, then going out to kill innocents without mercy, covering all mankind with a shroud, then joyfully call this having the upper hand. It is not normal that in the name of peace, man has had to suffer, and so many millions die at the whim of a few madmen, believing themselves superior to others. While some kill with bullets, others use hunger to stay in power, and, as a way of thanking submission and humiliation, award with a bag of food people that fall on their knees. That's what they call revolution. I can only imagine what our destiny could have been if we had worked together, creating for all of us a universal nation, a more secure future. That would have been a brilliant revelation. I am not talking about that false social equality so well portrayed deep down everyone knows that it stinks of freshly trodden shit. More than a century of results, allow me to make it clear with a smile and a laugh. I do not want to be misunderstood for speaking out this way. Equality must be only of opportunity and justice, different and beyond the false and extremist premises that are used as excuses to foster hatred and political accommodations. We are living at a crossroad, depleting resources, eroding grasslands, burning millenary forests, poisoning our waters. And yet we avert our gaze. Soon nothing will be left. Nor do I think it is fair that just for the sake of indulging ourselves out of simple negligence, or for a measly pittance, we extinguish animals from the face of the earth. I feel immense pain. I even shudder. What they're doing to man, that entrapped in a network, enclosed in a phone, without realizing he is now simply data and being put up for sale. They take away our names, turn us into ones and zeros, dispossessed of our identity. we will only be recognized by a security cam. Man is so lost that some have forgotten the name of the Lord, while others use it cunningly in vain for the sole purpose to deceive, lie, and steal. With absence of conscience or a minimum of shame, they do not cease to blaspheme the most sacred thing that humanity has. For them, it is only a macabre game that someday they will have to pay. I see hatred and violence with an overdose of indolence. Everyone argues and fights. It makes no difference if 1 or 100 die. And by absurd laws, stone a woman to death or hang people for having protested by challenging power with a paper and a pen. So I wonder, what is the master agenda? A world of desolation? To be kings of androids, playing gods, incubating a new being, obedient and compliant? Enough of this deception. We have been made to live in a bizarre world that no one can decipher. This madness makes us seem like a pathetic herd. Those who take care of us, soulless beasts, disguised and smiling, lead us to a slaughterhouse with songs and distractions. To be silent now out of fear or cowardice will grant them success. We must act with boldness so that humanity may one day live in brotherhood and joy. This is today.